Harper Audio presents The Scottish Duke by Karen Rainey, performed by Tim Campbell.
Chapter 1. Blackhall Castle, Scottish Highlands, June 1861.
It would be a waste of my time to tell you this is foolish, wouldn't it? You wouldn't pay any attention.
Nan stepped back and surveyed Lorna, shaking her head all the while. The room they shared was small, with only a tiny mirror over the common bureau. Nan would have to be her eyes. Each maid was assigned an oil lamp and a certain amount of oil. If it was used before the end of the month, she had to dress in the dark, a way of ensuring that she rationed the light better the following month. Lorna hadn't used any of her oil for the week, saving it all for this one night.
"Maybe it is foolish," she said, glancing down at the wide panniers of the gown she wore. "But it is such a magical evening, and when would I have another chance to experience a ball at Blackhall?"
"You're a maid, Lorna,"
Nan said, sighing heavily.
"Not a guest. Tonight, though, Nan, no one will know."
Nan made a sign in the air, and she obediently turned so that the back of the dress could be inspected. Things happened for a reason, didn't they? The housekeeper had sent her to find a certain table in the attic, and she'd gone, reluctant to climb into the darkened space. She couldn't disobey Mrs. McDermott. The dear lady had taken her on when she hadn't a whit of training or background in service. To her surprise, the attic wasn't gloomy or dark at all. Porthole windows along the outer wall let in the June sunlight. For an hour, she'd pulled up one sheet after another.